Hi, it's Roanne here from Redland Organic Growers with another tip from the Bay FM Veggie Garden. As we have previously discussed, healthy soils containing lots of organic matter are the best way to feed your veggies. But when they are actively growing, you may also want to give the veggies a boost of additional fertiliser. There are a lot of fertilisers for sale in your garden centre, and it can be difficult to know which fertiliser is going to be best for your veggies. I recommend only using organic and natural fertilisers. So how do you know what organic fertilisers and what are inorganic fertilisers? Apart from the label, organic fertilisers will be based on organic material, so they will generally say that they are based either on blood and bone, chook poo, or fish and seaweed. They are also usually brown in colour. Inorganic fertilisers, on the other hand, are often created from products that have been mined, such as rock phosphate, which is then treated with acids and other substances to purify them and increase their availability to plants. They will mostly be white pellets or ball shapes, although they may have other colours like green and pink or even black to signify different nutrients. Organic fertilisers need the microbes and bacteria in your soil to digest them to make these nutrients available to plants. That means that they feed the soil, not just the plants. And when you feed your soil, you create an entire ecosystem that then works to help support the health of your plants. Because these fertilisers need the bacteria to break them down and make the nutrients available to your veggies, they only make the nutrients available when your veggies need them. On the other hand, inorganic fertilisers feed your plants directly, ignoring all the microorganisms in the soil. While this can give your plant an initial boost, this cannot be sustained long term, so your veggies will become weaker and more susceptible to pests and diseases. Also, with inorganic fertilisers, you can overfeed your veggies. Inorganic fertilisers don't have an off switch, so they keep feeding your veggies even when they don't need the food. This can cause plants to grow too fast, resulting in weak and spindly growth. Even though veggies are fast growing, they don't need a huge amount of food. Applying too much fertiliser can be damaging to your soil and is just wasting money, as your plants won't use any more even if it is available. You only need to apply the quantities recommended on the packaging, and it is better to apply small amounts of fertiliser regularly, say every 4 to 6 weeks, rather than applying a large amount all at once. Low-dose liquid fertilisers, such as compost tea or worm tea, can be used between these times to supplement your veggies. Seaweed solution, on its own, while a great tonic for your plants, is not a fertiliser. Until next time.
More tips from the Veggie Garden on our website on Bay FM. More than just great music.